Escucha el minuto 60, la tragedia del mundo está en Birmania, Tailandia y China, pero especialmente en Birmania o Myanmar. Nos atiende el profesor Mio Tan. ¿Cómo será de grave la situación y la sensibilidad que hay en esa región del mundo con los movimientos telúricos, que hay un vicepresidente de terremotos en Myanmar? El profesor Tan nos acompaña a esta hora. Y Ana, la primera pregunta, después de todo lo que hemos visto en esos videos terribles, ya me imagino que hay cifras de muertos y heridos. ¿Cuáles son las últimas que maneja el profesor Tant?
Good morning, Professor Tan. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And let's begin by asking you about the latest update on the amount of deaths and injuries that you guys are reporting from this terrible earthquake.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me with this program. So, until now, we have definite information about the damage and casualty as the consequence of the earthquake. So, we hope due to this earthquake, there will be a lot of casualties, damages of the buildings. So now, according to the current information, there are hundreds of casualties, and also there are several hundreds of building damages around the epicentral areas, like Mandalay City and also Zagayan City. This is the second largest cities of Myanmar, yes.
Hasta ahora no tienen una información oficial de los daños que ocasionó este terremoto. Nos dice que pues están por ver las consecuencias que haya ocasionado, pero sí esperan que haya muchos muertos. Se han reportado cientos hasta ahora y daños también serios en las áreas del epicentro, en los edificios. Nos dice que esa es la información que hay actualmente, pero todo es preliminar.
Sí, la Junta Militar ya cifra en 200 muertos y más de 732 heridos. Quería preguntarle al profesor por qué hay tantos temblores en la región y por qué de cierta forma se esperaban un gran terremoto de esta magnitud.
Can you help us explain in very simple words, why is it that this region is so prone to earthquakes and why were you guys expecting a big earthquake like this?
Oh, yes. So we actually, this earthquake resulted, originated from the Zagayan fault. This is the largest edge fault in Myanmar, with the land of above 1,200 kilometers. So Zagayan, Mandalay cities, so all of these capitals are located along this fault. So based on the historical records, actually, from this fault, 1839 years, so the magnitude 8 earthquake already happened. So this event is actually happened again fault segments. So in the previous, the maximum magnitude happened from this segment of the Zagayan fault is about 8. And also, according to the results of the previous research works, we expected the magnitude nearly 8 earthquake can happen. And also, the recurrence interval is about 200 years. So from the 1839 earthquakes, this is actually, during the expected recurrence interval. So from the Zagayan fault, there are several earthquakes already happened. In the recent years, 2012, the Beijing earthquakes also happened in the north of this epicenter areas. So this is the most prominent edge fault in our country, yeah, Myanmar.
Pues nos dice que esta magnitud de casi 8 la esperaban por la localización que hay, también por la recurrencia. Nos dice que pues estaban esperando ya un terremoto de esta magnitud que no se presentaba hace muchos años, pero en los años recientes ha habido también temblores, sobre todo en el área del epicentro, pero este sin duda ha tenido, digamos, una magnitud mayor a la que se había presentado en los años anteriores y pues es dado a su ubicación.
Por favor, preguntémosle al profesor Tant, ¿cómo se está coordinando la entrega de ayuda? Porque estoy viendo que el partido opositor, el National Unity Government, está pidiéndole a la Junta que autorice que sean los organismos internacionales quienes hagan la entrega.
Can you share with us how is it being controlled, the help that is being sent for the affected by the earthquake? Because we believe that the opposition government wanted it to be filtered through them.
I'm sorry, again?
Yes, we wanted to see how the help that is being sent to the affected people in Myanmar, how is this help going to be distributed?
Oh, yes. So as you all know, currently, yes, our country is facing very difficult situations. So actually, I am not so sure about the current situations, about how processings after the earthquakes, especially for the affected people, yeah? So how to evacuate, rescues or something like this. So even in the normal conditions, there are, not enough amount of human resources and also equipment or something like that. So during this kind of difficult periods, so most of the peoples in the affected areas will be faced very difficult conditions. For example, how about the conditions of the hospitals or something like that? How about the evacuation or rescues process of the collapsed buildings or something like this? It is very difficult situations. So the National Unity Governments also trying to help this affected people for their safer to displace or for example safer places, and also to support some kind of economics or foods or something like that. But it is a little bit difficult. We are still finding or looking for the best way to support the people and also to help the people. Now, just only currently, I think running
people
or something like that. Yeah.
Professor, thank you very much, and we are very sorry about this situation. Thank you. Es el vicepresidente de Terremotos de Myanmar. Grace, resumen ejecutivo, por favor. ¿Qué dijo el señor Mant?
Hay que evaluar cómo van a entrar, cómo van a rescatar a estas personas, cómo recuperar los cadáveres. Tienen que ver cuántas herramientas cuentan con eso en la zona del desastre. Luego analizar esas condiciones en los hospitales para ver qué es lo que más se necesita. Pero sin duda es una situación bastante difícil y están buscando la mejor manera para ayudar y superar esa situación que se les presentó.